It's time for Mets Baseball.
This is Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsay Dalton. A magnificent day in New York. The skies are clear, the temperature in the low 70s. The breeze blowing in from home plate toward center field. This is it. Today's game is for the National League Championship. With the starting lineups and the batting orders for today's game that decides the National League Championship, here's Ralph Kiner.
All right, Bob Murphy, and for the Mets, Wayne Garrett will lead off and play third base. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Meehan. Batting third, playing right field, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth and playing first base, John Milner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranebull. Batting sixth and catching, Jerry Grody. Batting seventh, playing center field, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. And Tom Seaver, the pitcher, batting ninth. For the Cincinnati Reds, Pete Rose will lead off. He'll be in left field. Batting second and playing second base, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the third baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fourth, playing first base, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Bench. Batting sixth, playing right field, Ken Griffey. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth and playing shortstop, Darryl Chaney. And the pitcher, Jack Billingham, batting in the ninth position. The umpires at home plate. The home plate umpire calling the balls and strikes will be Bruce Froman. Batting, umpiring at first base, Jerry Dale. The umpire at second, Ed Sudol. The umpire at third, Ed Barco. The left field umpire, Chris Polakoudis. And the right field umpire, Bob Engel. Now Grody's throw on down to second base, and we're all set to go. This game is the championship series, and here for the play-by-play, Bob Murphy.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Pete Rose will lead off against Tom Seaver for the National League Championship. Today's fifth and deciding ballgame. Pete Rose, the leading hitter of the series. 6 hits in 17 times at bat and 2 home runs, including the game-winning home run yesterday. Seaver into his windup, the pitch. Seaver and Billingham last Saturday at Cincinnati in the first game of the series. Pete Rose hitting left-handed, batting out of a crouch. Here's the pitch. Fouled down the left field line, no play. Rusty Staub forced to miss the one game more than any other he would like to have played in his lifetime. Rusty crashed into the fence yesterday and making a spectacular catch of a ball hit by Dan Dreesen. 2-strike count on Pete Rose. Seaver into the windup. Now the pitch. Curve outside. 1-2. In the infield for New York, John Milner is at first. Felix Meehan checking out the sunglasses at second. Buddy Harrelson at short. Wayne Garrett at third. Ground ball hit hard right at Felix Meehan. He's up with it. Throws to Milner. 1-1. Number 2, hitter Joe Morgan. For New York today, Ed Cranebull is in left field. The first time Eddie has played left field since July the 13th. Don Hahn in center. Cleon Jones moves over to play right field. The catcher is Jerry Grody. The hitter is Joe Morgan, 1-16 in the series. The pitch by Tom Seaver. Curve at the knees, strike one. Seaver pitching on 3 days rest. Pitched a complete game, losing 2-1 Saturday afternoon when bench homered in the last of the ninth inning. The winner of today's game will be playing the winner of the Baltimore-Oakland series in the World Series. Oakland leading 2-1. They will play again this afternoon. In comes the pitch to Morgan in the dirt. 1-1. The number 3 hitter is the third baseman, Dan Dreesen, a left-hand hitter. The Reds are a much stronger attacking club against right-hand pitching. Just now, 2-2 to Joe Morgan. During the season, Morgan finished second to Lou Brock of the Cardinals in stolen bases. Brock swiped 70 and Morgan 67. He set a Cincinnati club record for home runs for a second baseman. He clouded 26. Al Seaver getting his sign from Grody. The 2-1 pitch to Morgan. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn watching the ball game, along with Mayor John Lindsay. They are the guests of Don Grant, Chairman of the Board of the New York Mets. Not a capacity crowd, a very big crowd. The 2-2. Low, ball 3. Fastball missing. And the count 3-2 on Joe Morgan. We are just underway at Shea Stadium. 1 out and nobody on. That's playing the outfield around to right. Pitching 3-2. Foul ball, no play. Into the dirt near home plate, picked up by Jerry Grody. The Met pitching staff has held Cincinnati to a 179 team batting average in the championship series. But the Reds have delivered the long ball at the timely moment. They did so yesterday in evening the series. 3-2 delivery. Ball 4 inside. Morgan is on. Now here is the man who stole 67 bases in the regular season. It is the first time in the series that he has reached on a walk. He will bring up Dan Dreesen. Rookie third baseman Dan Dreesen hit over 300. In the series, one hit at 8 times at bat. He has been platooned with Dennis Menke. Dreesen was hitting over 400 when he was called up from Indianapolis of the American Association in June. Tom Seaver now will work from the stretch. And he lobs the ball to first. You must keep a very wary eye out for Joe Morgan. Tony Parris, batting cleanup, is kneeling in the on-deck circle. The infield looking for the double play. The runner goes, and it's foul coming back. Morgan stumbled, but it was on his way. The pitch, a fastball, fouled off by Dreesen. The Reds playing hit and run. Cincinnati won the first game last Saturday 2-1. Rose tied that game in the eighth inning with a home run. Bench won it in the ninth. The Mets won the next game 5-0 on Matt Lack's two-hitter. They won game 3. They lost game 4. High and away. 1-1 to Dan Dreesen. The Mets won game 3, 9-2 behind Jerry Kuzman. They lost in 12 innings yesterday when Rose won the game with a home run. There goes Morgan, the pitch, bounce foul, no play, as again they play hit and run. Grody hit hard on the mask by the foul ball. Time taken for Jerry Grody. He took the brunt of that foul tip coming off the bat of Dan Dreesen with Morgan running on a hit and run play. And the count is 1-2. Bruce Froming, the plate umpire, calls for trainer Tom McKenna to come out. Grody appears to be looking at his throwing hand, or perhaps looking at the mask. It did appear the ball struck him flush on the mask. The Reds play a very aggressive, hustling brand of baseball. They have speed. They like to use it. Alex Gramas coaches third, and George Sugar is the coach at first base. Seaver and Grody talking it over. Now Jerry says, I'm ready. 1-2 on Dan Dreesen. Batted 301 during the regular season. He's a left-hand hitter. Hahn plays him a couple of steps to left center. Now the stretch by Seaver. Here's the pitch. Morgan runs. Line drive. Base hit to left field by Dan Greason. Greenbull grabs it to throw to third. It'll be close. Safe. Garrett wants to argue it. He's having trouble getting out from under. Joe Morgan has slid into the bag. And the Reds have runners on first and third. They played hit and run, and Greason drilled a single to left field. So the walk to Joe Morgan on 3-2 and now has Seaver in a deep jam. The Reds post runners at first and third with one out. The hitter is Tony Perez, the cleanup batter. Had been held hitless his first 16 times at bat. But in the seventh inning yesterday, he homered off George Stone to tie the game 1-1. Now the Mets will play the infield at second and short, looking for a double play that could bail them out of the inning. Seaver up in pitching position. Delivers to Perez. Fastball low. Grody bluffs the throw to third. The on-deck batter is Johnny Bench. Ray Sadecki will start warming up in the bullpen. Now the pitch on the way in the dirt, blocked by Grody, but on his way is Greason, and he goes into second base. And the Mets lose the double play situation. Wild pitch by Tom Seaver. Ball is in the dirt out in front of the plate, blocked by Grody, but it enables Greason to move over. And the Mets lose their chance to get two on the ground ball. Runners on second and third, one man away. And Seaver behind on Perez, two balls and no strikes. And the pitch on the way, wide, ball three. And if he walks Tony Perez, Bench will come up with the bases loaded. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch, swing and a foul coming back upstairs. Tony Perez went after the 3-0 fastball. He fouled it off. Morgan is on third, and Greason is on second with one out. Now Seaver looking into Grody, checks his runners. The 3-1 delivery, swing and a miss. 3-2. Seaver going with his fastball. Now it's three balls and two strikes. Morgan leading off down the line from third. Greason leads off second. Pitching 3-2. High pop foul, no play. Back into the crowd. And the count remains 3-2. Left-hander Ray Sadecki throwing hard out in the bullpen, trying to get ready in a hurry. Milner and Garrett defensively are even with the bag at first and third. The Mets play back at second and short against a power hitter like Perez. Here's the pitch. Fouled out of play off to the right. The pressure stays right there. In the series, Pete Rose and Johnny Bench have led the Reds' attack. Rose 6-17, Johnny Bench 5-16. Now Seaver is set. Delivers. He struck him out. Swings and strikes out on a knee-high fastball. The hitter, Johnny Bench. Bench 5-16. It was Bench who beat Seaver Saturday with a home run in the ninth inning. The Mets will walk him intentionally. First base is open. Bench will be walked. The Mets instead will pitch to Ken Griffey. Griffey, the right fielder and a left-hand hitter. Johnny Bench receiving the intentional pass. So Ken Griffey will be coming up with the bases loaded. Since his recall from the American Association, Griffey has batted 384 with the Reds. In the championship series, The young outfielder is 0 for 3. Ball 4, and Vince goes down to first. Big crowd here at Shea, very quiet at the moment. 2 men away, the base is loaded. Morgan is on third, Dreesen on second, and Johnny Bench is on first. Ken Griffey, a left-hand hitter, a line drive type hitter, standing in against Tom Seaver. He was the Rookie of the Year of the American Association. Now Seaver will work from the stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball, foul tip, and held on to by Grody, strike one. That was the pitch that was out of the strike zone. The Mets got a break. Griffey tried to hold on his swing. It ticked off the bat, and Grody got it. Seaver will be calling on everything at his command at this spot right here in the opening inning. Geronimo, the center fielder, on deck. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two on Ken Griffey. Morgan on third, Dreesen on second, and Bench on first, two down. Seaver taking his time, thinking out each delivery, now steps off. The dugout of the Mets wants the attention of Wayne Garrett. He was playing too deep. They bring him in, even with a bag. Now the stretch. And the pitch. Fly ball to center field, should retire the side. Hahn is under it waiting. Taps the glove, makes the catch. No run, one hit, no error, three, left off. In the middle of the first, the Reds nothing, the Mets coming to bat.
This exclusive Belmont race recreation is presented by the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission, home of Bola Bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the results of the second race at Belmont this afternoon. The winner, OTV letter H, Native Landing, paid $45, $12.60, and $6.20. In the place position, Porthole paid $3.40, $2.80. That's OTV letter K. And in the third position, Let Me Count, OTB letter F, paid $6.60. Schenectady OTB, where you're always a winner. Horse racing excitement is as close as the three OTB locations. 127 Wall Street, 2627 Broadway, and 1700 State Street, Schenectady. Or place your bet from anywhere with a telephone account. Place your Belmont Thoroughbred bet at OTB. Schenectady OTB. You can bet on it. It's Belmont Race Recreation, a service of the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission.
Four hits in 15 times at bat. It all boils down to this. This is it. The game that decides the National League Championship. Pitch to Felix Mian is low outside. One ball and no strikes. Billingham throws a lot of breaking pitches. Excellent command of all of his pitches. This fastball will tail off. He induces the hitters to hit the ball on the ground a great deal. Ground ball hit towards the middle of the diamond. The base hit the center field. Mian singles to center. Jones, batting third this afternoon, comes up. Leon, three hits and 15 times at bat in the series. Bellingham looking in now to get his sign from John Beck. First inning, the big right-hander delivers. Pass ball wide, one ball and no strike. Billingham allowed only three hits to New York last Saturday. He pitched eight innings. He left the game for a pinch hitter, trailing 1-0. The pinch hitter was Hal King, who struck out. And the pitch. And a strike called at the knees, one ball and one strike. After King struck out, the next hitter, Pete Rose, hit a home run to tie the game 1-1. Thus, it became a no-decision game for Jack Billingham. Borbon was the winner in relief. curve way outside. Two balls and a strike. Neither manager can hold anything back. Yogi Berra has already indicated he'll go with Ray Sadecki. He'll have John Matlack. Everybody in order to try and win this one. The same is true of Cincinnati. Low outside ball three. Three and one. Billingham doesn't walk people. Very rarely. Like Seaver, if he has a wild streak, it's a very unusual thing. They both know their trade. The infield straight away, looking for two, the pitch. And a drive to right center. Base hit by Cleon Jones. Beyond around second, he'll hold there. Geronimo whips the ball in. Geronimo with that great arm in center field. Milner coming up with two men on. Center field. A picture line drive. Milner, two hits and 14 times at bat in the series. Had a tough time of it in the month of September. Cincinnati threatened in the first, left the bases loaded. Now the Mets are threatening. Runners on first and second, one out. Milner faces Jack Billingham. Billingham steps off. Eddie Yost yells ball. The plate umpire Bruce Drumming says no. Clay Carroll getting up in the Cincinnati bullpen. Carroll has been very strong in this series. Now the stretch by Billingham and the pitch. In the dirt. Handled by Johnny Bench. One ball, no strike. Field swings around to right against Milner. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball wide. Ball two. Two balls, no strike. Dion is on second and Jones on first with one away. Two balls and no strikes to John Milner. Yet Crane Pool is the on-deck batter. Pitching to an 0. Something he does not like to do. He came inside trying to surprise Milner, but he missed inside with a fastball. Milner stepping out now, looking around to see if he has the green light. Tony Perez went for 3-0 against Seaver. The pitch. Swung on and foul, coming straight back. Milner trying to hit the ball out on 3-0. Now the count is 3-1. Got a piece of it, a foul ball on the ground coming straight back. Call Jack Billingham in the set position delivers. Outside ball four, base is loaded. Eddie Crane pulled the hitter. Has not started the ball game since September the 15th. Game of a doubleheader. Has not played left field since July the 13th. Crane Pool into the lineup due to the injury to Rusty Staub, and the stage has been set for him. During the season, Eddie hit 239. So each team has loaded the bases in the first inning. Each team has the bases loaded, one man out. The windup by Billingham, the pitch. Line drive, base hit to left field. Coming home is Felix Dion. Jones is coming home. The ball they may get him. He scores. Stepping in. Crane Pool, who had not started the game. bullpen. The Mets 2 and the Reds nothing in the first inning. Now Billingham comes from the 1 second stop, delivers. Strike call, the fastball on the outside corner. Brody 3 for 15 in the third. Away the infield at double play depth. The two-strike pitch, curve, swung and missed, strike three. Billingham with a curveball fans Jerry Grody, and it will bring up center fielder Don Hahn. Don Hahn, four hits and 13 times at bat in the series. Felix Mian, the club leader, and hits with five. Hahn, the runner-up, has four. Pitch on the way. Curve, a swing and a miss. Strike one. Don Hahn getting out of the batter's box for a moment. Two runs have scored. The Mets lead 2-0, first inning of the game. Billingham sending himself down. Now checks the runners, delivers. Curve, low outside. One ball, one strike. Johnny Bench now going to the curveball with Billingham on almost every pitch. Greenpool hit a fastball on the outside corner, maybe even a little outside. He went right with it and hit a shot through the hole into left field. The 1-1 delivery. Ground ball hit slowly to second base. Joe Morgan up with it, throws to first side, retired. Two runs. There were three hits. Two left on. At the end of one inning, the Mets 2, the Reds nothing. Cesar Geronimo leading off against Tom Seaver. Fastball high, one ball and no strikes. Geronimo, 1-for-11 in this championship series. Slender left-hand hitter, line drive type hitter. They play him straight away. Foul ball, back toward the press box. One ball, one strike. Wayne Garrett shortens up at third. Geronimo with excellent speed. So you must guard against the possibility of a bunt. The 1-1 pitch by Tom Seaver. A curve, a strike on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Seaver pitched out of a deep hole in the first inning. To do so, he had to fan Tony Perez and retire Ken Griffey with the bases loaded. Fouled behind third, far back up into the crowd. One ball, two strikes. New York leading 2-0, top of the second. Nobody out, nobody on. Darryl Chaney will be up next. Now the pitch. Ground ball to second, right at Felix Mian. He snags it. Throws to Miller, one down. One out and nobody on. Chaney will be coming up. Chaney is stepping in. The windup and the pitch by Tom Seaver and the fastball inside. In comes the pitch. Swing and a miss at a knee-high fastball. One ball and one strike. Darryl Chaney faced Seaver twice last Saturday and was struck out both times. 1-1 delivery, curve foul, back toward the crowd, no play. One out, nobody on. Now Seaver getting his information from Grody. In comes the pitch, too high. That evens the count at 2-2. Center fielder Don Hahn playing shallow and over to left center against Chaney, batting left-handed. pitching 2-2. Fastball outside, ball 3-2. Late in the season, Yogi Berra, as the Mets came driving down the stretch, moved things up with his pitching rotation.
This news bulletin just into WABY News. Vice President Agnew has just resigned. Vice President Agnew has just resigned. More details as they become available.
A lot out of his body. Working on 3 days rest, has won 2 and lost 4. He was certainly far more effective on the full 4 days rest. 2 outs and nobody on. Jack Billingham is the batter. And a ground ball hit toward the hole. Running in Fortis beyond. He's up with it. Milner covers in time. Side retires. That ball was hit through the hole, but it was rolling slowly, and Leon ran it down in right field. Milner got back to the bag to cover. And the Reds are out. 1-2-3 in the second. In the middle of the second, New York 2, Cincinnati nothing. Now a word from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the results from the third race this afternoon at Belmont. The winner of the third race, Evan T., OTB letter G, paid $11.60, $6.240. Number two was Native C, OTB letter E, paying $3.80 and $2.20. Espen Yolito paid $2.20, OTB letter F. Time of the third race, 1:10 and 2:05.
Saving faith of people things, helping people. That's what saving faith is all about.
If a high return on your savings is important to you, save at Cajol Savings Bank. 5.47% annual yield on day in to day out and regular savings accounts at the new high rate of 5.25% anticipated. Compounded daily and paid quarterly as of July 1st. Increased rates on new savings certificates when held to maturity can give you an effective annual yield of up to 7.35% on 4-year certificates at the new high rate of 7% a year. Guaranteed. Premature withdrawals are subject to substantial penalties as required by regulatory authorities. Member of Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Tom Seaver will be coming up. When Seaver opposed Billingham Saturday in the first game of the series, he doubled home Buddy Harrelson in the second with the only run the Mets scored that day. Now the windup and the pitch. Fastball outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Ed Crane Bull single, 2 runs home in the first inning. And a strike on the outside corner, 1 ball and 1 strike. Seaver's double was a long drive hit to left center field in Cincinnati on Saturday. Harrelson, who had walked, came all the way around. Now the 1-1 pitch by Billingham. Seaver tried to bunt. It was a curveball beyond his reach. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leadoff batter Wayne Garrett waiting on deck. And a grounder foul. Seaver ripped that, a hanging curveball that pulled it foul. Missed the bag at third by probably a couple of yards. Count remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. A beautiful day in New York, a high, endless, brilliant blue sky. Bright sunshine, a perfect day. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Mets scored 2 runs on 3 hits and a walk in the opening inning. Meehan started the rally with a single to center. Ground ball hit the second base. Joe Morgan keeping busy. Throws on to Tony Perez for the second out. Morgan now has thrown out 4 hitters. 2 outs, nobody on. Wayne Garrett lingering around the on-deck circle, waiting now for Tom Seaver to get back to the dugout. Wayne 0-for-1 was thrown out by Morgan in the first inning.
We interrupt this program for this special report from ABC.
The base is loaded. Crane Pool, single to left, driving 2 runs in.
This is a special report from ABC News, New York. Vice President Spiro Agnew has resigned. That word within the past 20 minutes from Agnew's secretary and from White House officials. Agnew has been under federal investigation in connection with alleged kickbacks in Maryland. Agnew's secretary in Washington, Mrs. Lisa Brown, said Agnew's staff was told of the resignation at a meeting this afternoon. Mrs. Brown was in tears. A White House official says Agnew told President Nixon of his decision to quit last night. At the White House, new Secretary Ron Ziegler had no comment, but grim-faced White House aides gathered around news service printers, watching as machines ticked off word of Agnew's decision. There have been developments in Baltimore. Here's a live report from ABC's Sam Donaldson.
The Vice President of the United States, Spiro T. Agnew, has resigned his office and here in a courtroom in Baltimore has been found guilty of one count of income tax evasion for the year 1967. The federal judge, Walter Hoffman, has sentenced Mr. Agnew to 2 to 5 months in prison and a $10,000 fine. But the prison sentence has been suspended. He is on probation and will not actually go to jail. The drama began at precisely 2 o'clock when into a crowded courtroom, a courtroom that had already contained such figures as the Attorney General, Elliot Richardson, and attorneys for both sides, into this courtroom came the Vice President of the United States. The judge announced that there had been an agreement reached, and it was his understanding that the Vice President was prepared to plead guilty to one count of income tax evasion. The Vice President stood and said that was correct. The judge asked him if he had been coerced into making the plea, if he had been promised anything in making the plea, if he was making of his own knowledge, and if he was giving it freely. The Vice President said that is correct. The actual plea was one of nolle contendere. It's a Latin phrase which means we do not contest it. But Judge Hoffman said three times during this afternoon's hearing in the presence of the Vice President that nolle contendere in this case was an equivalent of a guilty plea. The judge then disclosed that there had been plea bargaining going on for the past 2 or 3 days between the Vice President and the Justice Department. This plea bargaining resulted in the following agreement. The Vice President would plead guilty to one count of income tax evasion. The Department of Justice would agree not to press forward with any other evidence and would not in any way in the future attempt to bring an action against the Vice President of a criminal nature. But Judge Hoffman made clear that the state of Maryland was not bound by any such agreement. Nolle contendere or a plea of guilty would not affect the state of Maryland. The Attorney General, Mr. Richardson, read a statement which in essence said that the department had evidence which it could press if it chose to establish a charge of bribery and extortion, but that in the interests of the nation and not dividing the country, and in the view of the Vice President's former good service to the nation, his good works as Vice President, the Department of Justice would not press forward with those charges. The Vice President read a statement which said in essence that he did agree that he had accepted money in 1967, which he diverted to his own use and which he did not report as income on his income tax. The Vice President, however, said that he did not agree that he was guilty of any other supposed charge, and he wanted everyone to understand that he was not pleading guilty to any of the allegations. The Vice President said, however, that in the interest of the nation, his letter of resignation had been delivered to the Secretary of the State at the State Department at 2:05 Eastern Time this afternoon. He was resigning his office. The judge then sentenced the Vice President. The sentence, once again, was from 2 to 5 months in jail and a $10,000 fine to be paid within 30 days.
That was ABC's Sam Donaldson in Baltimore. This is Don Blair in New York repeating. Vice President Agnew has resigned. It's all come about within the last 20 minutes. President Nixon reportedly informed of his decision last night. This is Don Blair in New York.
WABY Albany, and now back to New York bench, Cincinnati.
Andreessen, who singled the left in the first inning. Called as Tom Seaver talked over the situation with his shortstop and second baseman as to where they should be playing. Mets leading 2-0. First baseman and third baseman John Milner and Wayne Garrett are already in, even at the bag, and the shortstop and second baseman playing back. Andreessen, a left-hand batter, batted 301 in the season. He has had 2 hits 9 times up in this series. Working from the set position, the first pitch by Seaver, a fastball that's inside a ball.
again from the set position, holding the runner tied at third. And the 1-0 pitch, it is grounded foul. Breaking ball grounded down in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. Outfield about straight away. The Shadows have now moved to home plate. The rest of the field is in bright sunshine. And Seaver has the sign, goes to the set position. His 1-1 delivery. It is hit to left. It will score a run. Crane pulled over to catch the ball. He's under it. And he makes the catch, and Morgan scores without a play. So the Reds get their first run. It's now a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Mets. Run batted in for Dreesen, and the batter coming up is Tony Perez, who was struck out on a 3-2 fastball in the first inning. Perez, 1 for 19 in the series, batted 314 for the year. The first pitch by Seaver, a fastball in off the plate, it's ball one. Moving Perez away from the plate. Seaver into the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball, a call, strike at the knees over the outside part of the plate. It's 1-1. Out down into the windup and the 1-1 delivery. Fastball hit the short, bad hop, but handled, bobbled, picked up and thrown the first in time. Bud Harrelson bobbled the ball, picked it up, and got Tony Perez at first base by a fairly good margin. In the inning, one run unearned. On one hit, one error, and no one left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Mets 2, the Reds 1.
Mr. John E. Kelly of Topsfield, Massachusetts, recently traded his 1971 Subaru for a new 1973 Subaru four-door sedan. As Mr. Kelly told us,
I'm a salesman and I drive for a living. When I first drove a Subaru back in 1971, I was sold on the front-wheel drive. In 2 years, I drove over 91,000 miles and I spent less than $20 for normal maintenance. So I naturally bought a second Subaru. No other car can touch them for economy and dependability. Not at 30 miles per gallon. A lot of car for very little money. Everything else I'd want, like the radio and the deluxe interior, is included. A Subaru is a great car.
Every day, more people trade for a Subaru with a quadrisonal engine. Test drive one yourself and see why.
Your new Subaru dealer in Capitoland is Fred Carl's New Salem Garage. That's right, the area's oldest and largest sub dealer now stocks a complete line of Subaru to give you a better selection of quality economy cars. Fred Carl's New Salem Garage, Route 85, New Salem.
14 WABY. Going to the Met half of the third. The Mets leading 2-1, and the first batter will be Felix Meehan, who singled in the first to get a 2-run rally started that saw the Mets take a 2-0 lead. Reds got a run back in the top of the third, driven in on a sacrifice fly by Dan Dreesen after Morgan had doubled and moved to third on a fielding error by Jones and Wright. First pitch to Meehan by Jack Billingham, a fastball over the outside corner, called strike. Have had three hits. The Reds have had two. The pitch back to me on a curve. It's inside, 1-1. In the first game of this series, Billingham was shaking the first couple innings and settled down to retire 16 batters in a row. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball hit down to third. Fielded by Dreesen. A good play there. The throw to first in time for the out. One away, and the batter coming up, Cleon Jones. Cleon singled to right center field in the first inning off a 3-1 fastball. Now has had four hits and 16 times up. He's batting 250 in the championship series. He batted 260 in the season. Bellingham into the windup. The first pitch to Jones, a curveball over, a called strike. In the first inning, Bellingham was having trouble getting his curveball over. Now the right-hander back, and the curve is hit hard foul down the third base side. It's a strike two count. Jones, in the last 10 games of the regular season, had 6 home runs and 14 runs batted in. Two strike count. Billingham back to the plate. A curveball swung on and missed, and Jones is struck out. Billingham now with command of his curveball. And he has retired 7
seven in a row. And that brings up John Milner, who walked in the 3-1 pitch his first time up. Milner has had two hits and 14 times up in this championship series, and there is a high pop-up out to shallow left center field. Under the ball, the shortstop, Darryl Chaney. He makes the catch, and that's another 1-2-3 inning for Jack Gillingham. And the score at the end of three, the Mets 2, the Cincinnati Reds 1.
Some people would say thrift is its own reward. We think a little differently. We're Troy Savings. Here you earn the top rate on all accounts. And the reward is the way your money grows. Whether you're just starting out or you're well on your way, now is a good time to begin saving.
So much of
we do more for you than offer savings plans, though, with our convenient hours and Saturday banking and our list of services ranging from property improvement loans to financial counseling. See us. You've got a long way to go. We'd like to help you get there. Troy Savings Bank, member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
14 WABY.
We're going to the top of the fourth inning. The Mets leading 2-1. And Tom Seaver getting set to go, and he'll be working against Johnny Bench as his first batter. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
In the Capital District, this is the home of the New York Mets. WABY, Albany.
Along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Shea Stadium. Johnny Bench, the first batter for the Reds. He was walked intentionally in the first inning. He has had five hits and 16 times up in the championship series. And Seaver into the windup. His first delivery, curveball over a called strike. Seaver has struck out two. He has walked two, one intentional. One strike pitch, fastball, check swing, bouncing ball out to second base, fielded by Neon by the edge of the infield grass to throw to first base for the out. One away, and the batter coming up is Ken Griffey. He flied out to center field with the bases loaded his first time up in the first inning. He is 0 for 4 in the championship series. He has batted at a .384 clip in 86 games with the Reds since his recall from Indianapolis, where he was the most valuable player in the American Association. First pitch occurs, swung on and missed, strike one. He got nine hits in his first 20 times up in the major leagues. Shadow now has moved out to an area about 20 feet in front of home plate. Pitch back, a curve, line to right. It'll be a base hit, maybe more. Jones overfields the ball. Griffey's trying for second. The long throw by Jones is not in time, and Griffey has a double. So the Reds have the tying run at second base with one man out, and the batter coming up is Cesar Geronimo. Geronimo grounded out to second his first time up. Reds now have had three base hits, two doubles, and a single. And Jerry Grody out to talk with Seaver on the pitching mound. Also in there to say something to his roommate, Bud Harrelson. Now Bud going back to his shortstop position as Grody comes back to send out the sign. Clay Carroll is getting set to warm up in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds as they work down to the lower part of the batting order. Geronimo, a left-hand batter, has had one hit in 12 times up in the series. And the first pitch is inside, a fastball missing ball one. Larry Stahl is by the bat rack. He might bat for the shortstop. Darryl Chaney is on deck. Now the 1-0 pitch, and Geronimo fouls it back into the stand. One ball and one strike. This is it. This is as much pressure as you could have in any ball game at any time in a baseball player's career. One ball, one strike. More so than a World Series. Now the pitch.
Breaking ball, it's inside. It's two balls and one strike. The winner of this game gets to the World Series. That is the problem. That is the goal. That is what the whole season has been about. Now the pitch back is lined out to left. Coming up is Greenpool. He is there, and he makes the catch. Rodamel on a soft line drive. The left field is out. Griffey holds at second base. 2 men away, and the batter coming up is Darrell Tenney. On the message board, a special welcome to Mayor John Lindsay, and a special thanks for his role in diverting the planes away from Shea today. Thought it was awfully quiet here, Bob.
I wish he'd come out here every day during the season and do that.
Jenny was struck out on the 3-2 fastball his first time up. He's 0-9 in the series. And now, Yogi Berra out to the mound. They want to talk over whether or not they walk Cheney. If they walk Cheney, there's a possibility they could get Jack Billingham out of the ballgame. As Sparky Anderson has Larry Stahl by the bat rack, but that also might be a decoy. Billingham is not noted as a good hitting pitcher. He's had 6 hits in 94 times up. Has one stretch in the season. 0-68.
I remember, too, Ralph, that Larry Stahl hit a home run earlier this year off Tom Seaver.
Now the decision has been made. And they are going to walk Darrell Cheney. We'll see what Sparky Anderson will do. Whether he'll go to a pinch hitter for the pitcher, Jack Billingham, or whether he'll let Billingham hit. There's the first pitch outside. It's ball one. Cheney batted 181 for the season, but right here, the move might be more to get the pitcher out of the ballgame. There's the pitch outside. It's ball two. And ball three. Clay Carroll has quit throwing in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. He has gone over to put his jacket on. And there's ball four, and Cheney has walked. That puts runners at first and second. That also puts the go-ahead run at first base. 2 men away, and Billingham is going to hit. So, Sparky Anderson using a decoy by having Larry Stahl at the bat rack. And now Billingham, the batter. He grounded out to second, his first time up. And the pitch. Fastball hit out to Beon right at the edge of the outfield grass. He picks it up on the short hop and throws the first base of the out. That ball, a tough chance to handle by Beon. He made the play and the side retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and 2 men left in the score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Mets 2, the Reds 1.
It's 1974, and Bumstead of Troy and the Dealmakers New Year's celebration is in full swing with the most spectacular lineup of new Chevrolets ever. That celebration is spelled S-E-L-L, and that's what the Bumstead Dealmakers are doing. It's time to trade up to a new 74 Chevy, and the Dealmakers will make you an offer you can't refuse. See you now. Happy New Year from Bumstead.
Two city blocks in downtown Troy, 5th Avenue to 7th Avenue on Congress Street.
And address your letter to ticket manager, New York Mets, Jay Stadium, Flushing, New York, 11368. That's ticket manager, New York Mets, Jay Stadium, Flushing, New York, 11368. Remember, a gift certificate can be used for any games and Jay throughout the season. They make ideal Christmas gifts. Open all winter. And you might want to look ahead to the exciting baseball season of 1964 at Shea. Ed Greenpool getting a hand. He drove in 2 runs with the bases loaded in the first inning his first time up. Ed playing in his first ball game since September 15th, replacing Rusty Staub. And the first pitch by Billingham, a curveball low, it's ball one. Mets have 2 runs on 3 hits. The Reds have 1 run on 3. Greenpool singled to left to score Felix Beon and Cleon Jones. Now the pitch back by Billingham, hit on the ground towards second base. It's fielded by Morgan to throw the first for the out. One away and Jerry Grody coming up. Grody was struck out his first time up on 3 pitches, 2 fastballs and a curve.
Grody has had 3 hits and 16 times up in this championship series. The first pitch by Billingham, a fastball. It's low at ball one. Pitch back, way outside, also low. 2 balls and no strikes. Billingham, 6'5", big, tall right-hander. And it's 2-0 the pitch. Grounded slowly out to third. Reaching comes in, bottles the ball. Grody is safe on the air. There by Dan Greason, the third baseman, as he could not handle the half hop as he charged in. He had a relatively easy play. The Mets have a base runner, and the batter coming up is Don Hahn. Grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. 4 hits and 14 times up in this championship series. Grody at first base. Billingham working from the set position. A curveball that has swung on a miss and the pitch was outside. Hahn stepping back out of the batter's box. Now gets back in. Billingham to the set position. Here's the pitch. Fastball way outside. It's 1-1. This series will set an all-time record for championship play in total attendance. 1-1. The pitch back. A curve. It bounces in the dirt. It's blocked by Bench, and Grody has to hold at first base. 2-1. Going into this game, the Reds and Mets had drawn 212,225, and we have about 50,000 here again today. It will break the old record by about 40,000. It was set when the Reds played the Pirates last year. Two and one, the count to Don Hahn. Grody edging off at first base. Possibility of a hit and run play. He does not go. The pitch is fouled into the stands. 2-2. That time, Don Hahn fouling off a fastball that was over the outside corner about waist high. 2-2. One man out. The Mets leading 2-1. They're batting in the bottom of the fourth inning with Grody on first base. Now Billingham to the set position. Here's the pitch. Fastball, it is grounded foul over towards the first base side. So the count holds at 2-2. The grandstand shadow now is about halfway between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Mets have outscored the Reds 18-7 in this series. But it's all even at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Hahn lines it down the right field line, but it's foul. Foul ball down in the right field area, and the count again at 2-2. Brody, who is moving down to second base, goes back to first. Baltimore scheduled at Oakland. Oakland leads that series 2-1. Hahn back out of the batter's box is Billingham working very slowly. Takes too much time for Hahn. Now he gets back in. And again, the 2-2 pitch. Curveball. It's popped foul back into the stand. Again, a tough pitch to hit as Billingham went over that outside corner, but Hahn spoiled the pitch, and the count remains at 2-2. Billingham had a 3.04 earned run average with a 19-10 record. He pitched 7 shutouts. That led the National League. And again, he sets up. Here's the pitch. Curveball is fouled back again. This time, the curve, a good pitch to hit, a high inside breaking ball. But Hahn fouled it off, and the count remains at 2-2. Billingham works. over 293 innings. That tied him with Steve Carlton for the most innings pitched in the National League. There's a curveball swung on and missed, and Hahn has struck out. Third strikeout for Billingham. All three have been on curveballs, and the batter coming up is Bud Harrelson. Harrelson 1-for-15 in the series. Saw one pitch his first time up and grounded out to second. Mets leading 2-1, two men out, bottom of the fourth. Brody the runner at first. And the first pitch to Harrelson. It is swung on and fouled back into the stands. A fastball fouled off, strike one. Bud had a good hitting year for his personal record, hit 258 for the season. Left-handed against the right-hander. Now Billingham again ready. And the one-strike pitch. Hit by the third baseman in the left field for a base hit. Brody goes to second base and holds there. Ball fielded by Pete Rose. The Mets have runners at first and second with two men out. And Tom Seaver coming up. Seaver grounded out his first time up, grounding out to second. He drove in the only run off Billingham in the first game of the series when he doubled in the left field to score Harrelson from first base. Harrelson had walked. Seaver drove in five in the regular season. He had 15 base hits. Right-hand batter in the first pitch by Billingham. Fastball taken over the inside part of the plate, a called strike. On at second, a short lead there. Now he moves up. There's a pitch back to Seaver. Curveball. It's low and outside. And the count, one ball and one strike. And again, Clay Carroll starts to warm up in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. One and one the count. Billingham's next pitch. Seaver swings and fouls the ball. Grounds his foul. It's one and two. Today is deliberate. Each side playing cautious baseball. Each side trying to ploy out a win. Now again, Billingham ready. Here's the pitch. Curveball, a check swing, foul ball back into the stand. The count stays at one ball and two strikes. Ball, it's outside, just off the plate, two and two. Mets have had more hits off Billingham so far today than they had in the eight innings he worked against them on Saturday. They had three on Saturday, they have four today. There's a ground ball out to short, waiting for it as Cheney fields the ball, throws over to first base in time for the out. And the side retires. No runs, one hit, one error. Two men left. And the score at the end of four, the Mets 2, the Cincinnati Reds 1.
The mattress makers celebrate their 38th anniversary with a fantastic bedding sale at all four Troy Mattress Company sleep shops now. Everything for sleep is sale priced, but the spectacular 38th anniversary sale specials include Dupont Red Label Dacron pillows, just 38 cents each, with any purchase of $50 or more. A bed frame or mattress pad, just 38 cents, with your purchase of $75 or more. And with any purchase of $99 or more, a complete TMC bonus. Is pack free. That consists of DuPont Red Label pillows, Field Crest permanent press sheets, and pillowcases in the appropriate size for your bed. Or, if you prefer, a beautiful comforter. But the real highlight of this 38th anniversary sale is Troy's 2-year guarantee, quilted cover, inner spring mattress, twin size, just $38. An unheard of value in this day and age, and you must see it to believe it. Visit your nearby Troy Mattress Company sleep shop now during their fabulous 38th anniversary sale. 523 Fifth Avenue North Troy, 1549 Central Avenue in Albany, Delaware Plaza Del Mar, and the Mayfair Shopping Center in Scotia. Beautiful bedding buys at all four stores now.
The fifth inning at Shea Stadium, and the Mets 2, the Reds 1. Leadoff batter Pete Rose will be up against Tom Seaver. bulletin on the message board, Mr. Agnew is fined $10,000 and placed on 3-year probation. Income tax evasion charge. He pleaded no contest. He throws 0 for 2. White is grounded out. Tom Seaver has not had his overpowering fastball here today. He has struck out only 2 hitters over the first 4 innings. Seaver over the head. Around comes the arm. Foul behind third. Into the crowd. Strike one. Joe Morgan will hit next, and then Dan Dreesen, the top 3 men in the Cincinnati batting order. And a looping drive over toward the left field line. It will be a base hit. Pete Rose around first is on his way to second. The ball gets by Cranepool. Rose goes into second. And the tying run is on second base, nobody out. Rose had no intention of stopping at first. And it will be scored, a 2-base hit, no error on the play. In order to score an error, you had to assume that Cranepool could have thrown Rose out. He took an inside-out swing and looped the drive over near the left field line. Now the Reds have the tying run on second, nobody out. And the batter is Joe Morgan. Morgan has walked and doubled to right field. And the pitch by Seaver, he squared around to bunt, took a fastball, a strike. Tom Seaver has had only one easy inning, and that was the second. Dreesen behind Morgan in the batting order. Tom Seaver checks the runner at second, kicks the leg, delivers. Fouled on a full swing, it comes straight back. And the count is strike two on Morgan, a very tough man to defend. Morgan, 2 hits and 17 times at bat of the series. Hit 290 over the regular season. Each team has 4 hits. Tom Seaver checks the runner at second. The pitch to Joe Morgan. Ground ball hits slowly down to first base. Grabbed by Milner with his bare hand. He touches the base in time. Rose goes to third. Beautiful reacting by Milner. The ball took a bad hop. And Milner lunged forward and grabbed it with his bare hand. The tying run is on third. Dan Dreesen has singled to left. He drove in the Cincinnati run with a sacrifice fly in the third inning. Now he is in a position to tie the game up if he delivers another. The Mets are going to bring the infield in. They will try and head off Pete Rose. Tom Seaver will work from the stretch to keep an eye on Rose. And the pitch on the way, inside and low, ball one. One ball, no strikes to Dreesen, the left-hand hitter batting from a crouch. And a swing and a miss. A fastball by Seaver, one ball and one strike. Tony Perez, the on-deck batter. We are in the fifth inning. Meehan and Harrelson about 3 strides back off the edge of the grass. The 1-1 pitch. Inside and low. Curve ball just missing. 2 balls, 1 strike. Dan Dreesen was tearing up the American Association. The Reds brought him up in June. The 2-1 delivery. Inside. On the inside corner, a strike. It's 2-2. Breaking ball by Seaver, a hard slider. Now it is 2-2. Tom has struck out only 2. Not many for him at this stage of a ball game. He is in need of one here. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, bounce to second base. He holds Rose at third, throws to first. Two men away. The infield will drop back. The hitter is cleanup batter Tony Perez. He has struck out and bounced out. Now the infield back deep. Seaver catching his breath, standing back away from the mound for a moment. He must contend with Tony Perez, who hit 314 during the regular season. Drove in over 100 runs. Long ball, right-hand hitter. The windup by Tom Seaver. The pitch to Perez. Fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. Pete Rose is on third. Two men away, top of the fifth inning. Mets two and the Reds one. Now Seaver winding. And a drive hit hard to right center field, a base hit to tie up the ball game. Jones runs it down on a hop. It is an even ball game, 2-2, on a single to right center by Tony Parris. It was Parris who homered to tie up the game yesterday. The Reds two runs on five hits. The batter is Johnny Bench. Bench drew an intentional walk in the first. It worked out for New York. He bounced out in the fourth inning. Call strike on the outside corner. Ray Sadecki will start to loosen up again in the New York Mets bullpen. Now Seaver checks his runner, delivers. And a foul off the end of the bat coming back into the crowd. The Mets two and the Reds two. Here are the warm-ups at Oakland for Baltimore. Their best pitcher, Jim Palmer. For the Oakland A's, 20-game winner, Vida Blue. That's a battle of 20-game winners. Jim Palmer shut out Oakland in the first game of the series, and he struck out 12. The two-strike pitch. Ground ball hit hard, foul down the third baseline, no play. Pete Rose had led off with a double slice down the left field line. It was not hit hard. He moved to third as Morgan grounded out to Milder. Remained there as Greason was thrown out by Meehan. He came home on a solid hit to right center by Tony Parris. The pitch to Johnny Bench. High pop fly into short left. Buddy Harrelson backpedaling. Arm signal, he's under it, and he has it. Reds tied up. One run, two hits, no errors, one left. In the middle of the fifth inning, Cincinnati 2, New York 2.
You meet a lot of different people over a counter at McDonald's.
Steve Milanese, a McDonald's counterman.
This is my first job, and it's an amazing place to work. Get to serve a lot of people like you'd like to be served. Friendly, and I like that.
You and your family deserve a break at McDonald's, and people like Steve Milanese know what that break is all about.
You've got to enjoy what you're doing. It's not just the money, but the extra part of it.
Why now? Hey, never. That's the name of an extraordinary new program offered exclusively by Union National Bank. A plan that can earn you up to 7% on your money, plus free Pan Am vacations to almost anywhere in the world. Pan Am trips to London, Rome, Spain and Portugal, the Caribbean, just about any place you want to go. Yet you pay nothing for airfare or hotels. The Fly Now, Pay Never plan is based on buying Union National Savings Certificates for $5,000 or more and leaving them on deposit for 2.5 years or more. For details, call or stop at any office of Union National Bank. Just tell them you want to fly now.
Substantial interest penalty is required for early withdrawal.
Billingham winding the pitch to Garrett. Wide, ball one. Wayne has only one hit in 20 times at bat of the championship series. He had a very hot bat all through September. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Number of We Believe banners scattered around Shea Stadium. It became the battle cry of the Mets in September. The 2-0 pitch. And a drive in the air toward right center field. It could be in for a base hit. It is. It's by Geronimo. Goes back to the wall. Garrett is on his way to second. He'll round second and hold up with a double. A long double to right center field. Geronimo on the run, tried to grab it with his bare hand on the first stop, couldn't reach it. Right fielder Griffey had to go in behind him and play it back in. Garrett is on second, nobody out. A double to deep right center. Felix Beyond stepping in. Dan Greason Cincinnati bullpen, the flamethrower, Don Gullett, starts to warm up. He pitched 5 innings on Sunday, pitched 4 scoreless innings yesterday. Lee Carroll also getting up. Carroll has 5 scoreless innings in relief in the third. So Felix Meehan is the batter. Garrett on second, nobody out. Billingham getting his sign now from bench. Greason poised at third. The pitch, bunted. Off the mound comes Billingham to throw to third in time. Safe! Safe to third! He must have pulled his foot off the bag. Nobody has called time in Meehan. Dancing around between first and second. Now he goes back. The throw was there in time. I think he must have pulled his foot off the bag. We forgot that just for a moment. It was a tag play. The tag was never made. So it's a mental mistake by Dan Dreesen, and we got faked out on it. It was not a force play. Garrett on second. He simply forgot to tag him, scored a sacrifice, and a fielder's choice. Runners on first and third, and nobody out. Garrett was on second, nobody out. It was not a force play at third. The ball was thrown to third in time, but Dreesen, thinking he had a force play, did not bother to try and tag Wayne Garrett. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Leon Jones, the batter. Reds are going to play the infield with a double play at second and short. Play in at first and third. The stretch by Billingham, the pitch. And a long fly ball hit deep to left. Back goes Pete Rose, way back. Over his head, a big hit off the wall. Garrett will come home. The Mets lead 3-2. Runners on second and third. Could not be caught. Marky Anderson goes to the mound. Don Gullett will come in the ballgame. Don Milner will be coming up, and so Don Gullett, a hard-throwing lefty, will come in the game. He was throwing as hard as any left-hander we've seen in a very long time in the game here yesterday. The crowd here at Shea Stadium asking to refrain from throwing any objects on the field, which can be so dangerous. Billingham is now out of the ballgame. Don Gullett throwing in his warm-up. The ball hit by Cleon Jones was really tagged. Trailed over the head of Pedro, far beyond his reach, and hit well up on the wall. Ray Carroll continues to warm up. Gullett comes in now. Now, the Mets leading 3-2. Runners on second and third, and nobody out. Gullett, a flamethrower, an 18-game winner, a young left-hander. Milner, Rangel, and Grody are the next three hitters. That's hoping they can get these two men home. They are ready to go. Gullett looking in for his sign from Johnny Bench. Milner is the batter. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Leon on third, and Jones on second, nobody out. Reds are playing the infield in. Milner has a fast bat. He can get around on the hard-throwing pitcher. Now Gullett starts his wind-up, the pitch. Foul, straight back, one ball and one strike. Gullett will be going all out, trying to strike out Milner. Reds tied the game with a run in the top of this inning. Now the Mets have regained the lead. It is 3-2. Crane Brule waiting on deck. If Crane Brule comes up, we'll wait and see what Yogi does. Now the pitch, too high. Two and one. Yogi indicated in the dugout prior to the game today that he would go with Crane Brule. But if the Reds came in with a left-hander, he might switch to Willie Mays. Billy Carroll. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a foul tip. And the count is 2-2 on John Milner. Two balls and two strikes to Milner. Left-hander against left-hander. And Gullett not trying to finesse anyone, reaching back and throwing as hard as he can, and that's very hard. Beyond on third and Jones on second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. Bench arguing. Bench arguing. Very good.
Ball just before the line. Had trouble getting it out of his glove and
pitch on the way, and it's high ball one. For Willie Mays and a run batted in.
Interesting, Bob, if Carroll hadn't played it, it would have gone foul without a doubt.
In comes the pitch. Ground ball to second base. Morgan will throw home. They have a force play. Go to first, low throw. Base at first base. They miss the double play. So the bases are still loaded. One man away. Morgan threw home to force Leon Jones. On the play, you can't assume the double play. Now the hitter is down high. That's what dearly love, to get a base hit and bring more in. They lead 4-2. Not many, but you're playing the big red machine. Milner is on third, Mays on second, and Grody on first. The pitch. And a pop fly in the left center field. Could drop the hit. It does. A big hit. Milner will score the third and second. First play. A first play at second. Grody is forced out. One run is in. The Mets lead 5-2. Grody apparently thought the ball would be caught. He did not get the second base. He is out on a force play. And so Hahn will not get a base hit, but he will get a run batted in. And the Mets lead 5-2 in a very wild inning. Probably went 8-4, the center fielder was playing base hit. Jim Hahn, an RBI, but he loses the base hit. Buddy Harrelson, runners at first and third. 2 men away, the pitch by Carroll. Grounder foul, no play. Milner came in to score. It should have been a base hit. It was a bloop that landed in short left center field. But Grody was forced, Geronimo to Joe Morgan. Hahn gets an RBI. Let's lead by three. Clay Carroll delivers. And a foul back into the crowd. No play. Buddy Harrelson, the eighth man up in the inning, and it's been a wild one. Now Clay Carroll checking out the signs with Johnny Bench. The two-strike delivery. Ground ball hits goal. Hahn digging for third. The throw, the slide. He's out. Hahn is out at third. The inning is over. The Mets score another run, and they lead 6-2. Single for Buddy Harrelson, a roller right over the bag. That scored Willie Mays. Hahn tried to go from first to third, and the thrown out, he goes to Dan Drayton. Eight men came to bat. Four runs across the plate on four hits. No errors as such, and one left off. At the end of five, New York 6, Cincinnati 2.
Hey, you know, Mr. Beatty, these tires are as bald as I am. Hey, you sure you want new ones? I mean, you still got the rims, you know.
A lot of people put off getting the new tires they need because tires are getting more expensive, like everything else. That's where Getty comes in. Millions of Americans have found they can get more miles for their money at Getty. Now we're going to tell you how to get more tire for your money at Getty. Our steel-belted radials, for example, are the best we've ever offered. So we'd like to make them easier to buy. If you buy them with a Getty credit card on our easy payment plan, you get up to 6 months to pay. And by simply paying on time, you don't pay any interest. Think about that. Getty gives you your tires right away, but you don't pay right away. Your money stays in the bank longer. You earn interest instead of paying it. No interest to us means more money for you. Getty. We give you more for your money.
We'll have the official results of the fourth and fifth races from Belmont Park after this.
Schenectady OTV with three locations. 127 Wall Street, 1700 State Street, and 2627 Broadway, Schenectady. Or place your bet from any location with a telephone account. Open a Phonabet account in person or by mail. Phone 370-5151 for your Phonabet application to be mailed to your home or place of business. Visit Schenectady OTV or used Protovet, you're always a winner with Schenectady OTB.
The official result of the fourth race from Belmont Park today, the winner OTB letter B, Immodest, pays $5, $3.80 and $3.40. Letter H, Blessed Nate, pays $5.80 and $4.60. And OTB letter L, Control Your Step, pays $4. The exacta in the fourth combination of letters B and H returns $25.60. In the fifth race today at Belmont Park, the winner was letter E, Takeoff, pays $15.60, $7.20, and $3.40. OTB letter B, Close Watch, pays $6.20 and $3.40. And OTB letter D, Beautiful Music, pays $2.40. Vice President Agnew has resigned, as you may have heard earlier this afternoon. Agnew delivered the official resignation, and it became public at 2:05 this afternoon when Agnew said, "I hereby resign the office of Vice President of the United States, effective immediately. Sincerely, Spiro T. Agnew." 5 minutes earlier, Agnew pleaded guilty to a charge of income tax evasion. He received a suspended sentence of 3 to 5 months in prison, a 3 years probationary sentence, and a $10,000 fine.
WABY.
Cesar Geronimo, the center fielder, is up. The pitch by Tom Seaver, ground ball, back to the mound. Seaver has it. Throws to Miller, two down. Oh, you should see the zip of this pitch ball foot now. Two outs and nobody on. Darryl Cheney coming up. The pitcher, Clay Carroll, is due up next. Undoubtedly, if Cheney gets on, we'll have a pinch hitter for him. We're in the top of the sixth inning. New York ahead, 6-2. The pitch to Cheney, a swing and a miss, a fastball, strike one. The Mets win this one. They'll be opening the World Series in either Oakland or Baltimore on Saturday afternoon. And the pitch on the way, inside the letters, one ball and one strike. It was Wayne Garrett, who had been held in check in this championship series, who started the rally with a double to deep right center. Low, outside, 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Darryl Cheney. Now Seaver delivers 2-1. It's cut foul, straight back. Two balls and two strikes. Cheney, batting left-handed, has struck out and received an intentional walk. Now he asks for time and gets out of the batter's box. Ross Grimsley is in the bullpen for the Reds, and a towering fly ball hit the right center. Moving over is Hahn and Willie Mays. Willie calling. He has it. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. In the middle of the sixth inning, New York 6, Cincinnati 2.
It's a hit! The new 1974 Dusters, Gas, Satellite, Sebring, Fury, Chryslers, and Imperials are all winning hits this fall at Schenectady Chrysler Plymouth. Make a short run to Jim Schultz's Schenectady Plymouth and score on a fantastic deal on the new 74. And even more on our new 73 cars from the Money Savers at Schenectady Chrysler Plymouth. 1016 through 1040 State Street, Schenectady. Let Protective Loan help make financial problems disappear with a bill consolidation loan. Protective Loan gives fast, friendly, one-day service and will even help with family budgeting advice. Protective Loan likes to help people like you. And now Protective Loan can lend you up to $2,500 for any good reason. There's always a Protective Loan office nearby in North Troy at 603 2nd Avenue, 620 Columbia Turnpike, East Greenbush, and in Menands at 291 Broadway.
Tom Seaver comes out to face Clay Carroll in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The last time the Mets won a championship, for the first time a man walked on the moon. Now, if
they can win here today, it will be on the same day a vice president resigns. Outside and high, ball one. Tom Seaver is the batter, last of the sixth inning. Tom is 0-2. Clay Carroll pitching in relief. The veteran right-hander delivers the fastball, a strike, 1-1. Clay Carroll had not been scored on in the championship series until he came in this game. He was charged with one run. Curve outside and low. The first four runs of the game charged to starter Jack Billingham. The fifth run to Don Gullett and the sixth to Clay Carroll. Long fly ball hit deep to left by Seaver. Way back, Rose running. Can't reach it. It's a base hit bouncing up against the wall. And Seaver has a long two-base hit. Pedro made a desperate try for the ball. What a fantastic competitor. After a very long run, Pedro left his feet, made a dive. Couldn't reach it, bounced up, went to get the ball. And Rose is shaken up. He left his feet and went hurtling through the air, trying to catch it. Now the umpires are having a meeting. Everything appears to be all right. Again, the crowd has to be asked to refrain from throwing anything on the field. Pete Rose, after a very long run at full speed, just hurtled himself through the air. Ball hit hard, bounced up. Seaver has a long double to left. Wayne Garrett will be stepping in against Clay Carroll. $50,323 today. And a foul coming back. No play to Wayne Garrett. New all-time championship series attendance record has been established. A total attendance of 262,548 for the five games. Over an average of over 50,000 a game. Now Garrett waiting. The pitch by Clay Carroll. Fouled back upstairs and the count strike two. New York six runs on nine hits and one error. After the Reds had tied the game, it was the double by Jones over the head of Pete Rose to put New York ahead 3-2. Willie Mays made it 4-2, Hahn 5-2, and Harrelson 6-2. Hit in the air to center field. It's deep. Back close to Geronimo. He'll get under it near the warning track, and he has it. Seaver tags up and is on his way to third. The relay throw will not be there. Seaver goes into third. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
In the Capital District, this is the home of the New York Mets. W-A-B-Y, Albany.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Felix Mian is the hitter with a runner on third, Tom Seaver, and one man away. The Reds will bring the infield in. Felix, 1-2 and a sacrifice, and that sacrifice was the biggest play of them all, probably, in the fifth inning. Up by Carroll, the pitch. Fastball, strike one call. Garrett had led off with a double, beyond bunt. Billingham came off the mound, picked up the ball, threw to Dreesen at third, who played the ball like a first baseman, thinking he had a force play. He did not. Ground ball bounced to shortstop. Seaver will hold. Cheney throws to Paris in time for the out. Two down. Leon Jones will be the hitter. Leon, 2-for-3, a single and a double. His double off the wall and left made it 3-2 to New York. Baltimore did not score in the first inning at Oakland. If the Mets win and the Oakland A's win, tomorrow night the Mets will be on their way to Oakland, California. Baltimore wins that game, the Mets will have to hang around to see where they're going. That is, assuming they can win it.
And the pitch. Taken high, inside by Cleon. One ball and no strike. Tom Seaver on third, two away, last of the sixth inning. And a drive, a base hit from right center field. Seaver comes home. New York ahead 7-2. For Jones, his third hit of the ball game. A hard single to right center by Cleon Jones. Cleon's second run batted in. New York ahead 7-2. Milner, the batter. Milner is 0-for-1, has walked twice. He drew a very important walk in the last inning against Don Gullett. Curve in the dirt, handled by Johnny Bench. Sparky Anderson brought Gullett in from the bullpen to face Milner. The runners on second and third. Milner fouled off about five pitches and working out a walk that loaded the bases. Fastball wide, two balls and no strike. Willie Mays is on deck, and when he comes up again, what a roar you're going to hear. Willie hit a Baltimore chop, an infield hit that drove in a run. The 2-0 delivery. And a call strike, 2-1 to John Milner. The Mets lead Cincinnati by 5. We're in the last of the sixth inning. Clay Carroll, the third pitcher used by Sparky Anderson. The 2-1 pitch. Curve fouled off into the dirt right at the feet of John Milner. 2-2. Baltimore nothing. Oakland nothing. They are in the second. Jim Palmer and Vida Blue are the pitchers. Well, what were the odds on opening day that the Mets would play the A's in a World Series? They aren't there yet, but they had a shot at it, and a good one. Fouled back upstairs. Two balls and two strikes on John Milner. Three games here at Shea have drawn well over 150,000 fans. All afternoon games in the early part of the week. The pitch. Hit hard, a ground ball base up the right field. Jones around second, trying for third. The throw by Griffey, not in time. Runners at first and third. Willie Mays comes up. To Willie. Ground ball off the pitcher's glove, picked up by Cheney, the throw to first in time. And the side retires. The ball went off the glove of Clay Carroll, was handled by Cheney. For New York, one run, three hits, no errors, and two left. At the end of six, the New York Mets 7 and the Cincinnati Reds 2.
With 25 years' experience, Bob and Ron's Fish Fry knows the best way to prepare seafood. Each order is prepared individually to ensure freshness. Bob and Ron's never mass produce. Their friendly service makes it a pleasure to dine often. Stop in, say hello to Bob and Ron and Rick, and enjoy the best seafood you ever have. Bob and Ron's Fish Fry, 1007 Central Avenue, Albany, near Westgate. Bob and Ron's newly enlarged dining room is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 11 p.m. and Saturday from 10 till 10.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goosebound Parkers, regularly $60, prices slash to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Schenectady Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank America card or MasterCard. The ski markets.
14 WABY.
If
official score has changed the scoring in the fifth inning now to short Jack Billingham with 5 runs. For those of you who keep such things, Billingham, 4 innings, 5 runs, 6 hits. Gundy's charged with one and Carroll with none. Crosby is up now to bat for Carroll. Ed Crosby had a single yesterday, and here's Seaver's pitch high and away for a ball. Crosby batting for Clay Carroll as the Cincinnati Reds are at bat in the top of the seventh inning. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-2. Crosby is a left-hand batter. Here's Seaver's pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Pete Rose is in the on-deck circle for the Cincinnati Reds. Here is the pitch. Fastball, swung on and missed. Camden on the fifth on the inside portion of the plate. Little short arc swing. It's 1-2 now to Crosby. The Mets have 7 runs on 11 hits, and the Cincinnati Reds have 2 runs on 5 hits. Seaver into the motion now, and the pitch is on the way. Curveball, swung on, missed, stuck him out. Strikeout number 3 for Seaver. One away, and Pete Rose is coming up. Rose grounded out, got it out, and doubled, and made a score in the fifth inning. Pete Rose is still bearing the brunt of his role as the villain in the brawl between Rose and Harrelson that led to a fierce sixer day before yesterday. Which will be batting left. That pitch is in for a called strike. The run that he scored in the fifth inning temporarily tied the score at that point. Seaver came busting in with a fastball on the first pitch. Now the delivery, curveball, hit on the ground, back through the box, out into center field for a base hit. Seaver stabbed at the ball as it went through the box, came up empty. Willie Mays returns it. Pete Rose with his second hit. Joe Morgan's about it. Joe Morgan, left-hand batter. He's 1-for-2 today. He doubled and made a score in the third inning. Because the Mets are leading 7-2, Milner is playing behind the runner at first. Garrett's on the grass, asserting at the speed of the left-hand batter. Here's a swing and a high pop. And as Lind is bringing it back in foul territory toward the plate, Milner chases it down and makes the catch. Lynn brought that one back as it started out toward the mound. It was blown back across the first baseline.
So,
there are 2 men out with Rose holding at first base.
Dan Dreesen is the batter.
Chug McGraw and John Madlack are throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. McGraw and Madlack are throwing. Rose leads off the bag at first. Here's the pitch, swung on, and it's a high pop to left field. Cleon Jones moves up. Harrelson goes out and calls. Harrelson is waiting and makes the catch. Side is out. No runs are hit, nor is it one left. In the middle of the seventh inning, the score is the Mets 7 and the Reds 2.
Right now, chances are 7 times greater that you'll find the one car you want at Hickey Ford and Hickey Imports. Because Hickey is like 7 great car dealers rolled into one. With a whole line of new 74 Fords, plus Volvos, Fiats, Land Rovers, MGs, Saabs, Jaguars, and now Hondas. And don't forget Hickey's low price guarantee to sell you a new car for less or buy you a big steak dinner for 2. Chances are 7-1. Right now, you'll find what you want at Hickey Ford and Hickey Imports, Hoosick Road, Troy.
See the new International Utility Tractor with features in work power for any size operation at Columbia Tractor Kinderhook. Get the facts on the new 674 with utility row and crop models. It has 61 PPO horsepower diesel or 58 PPO horsepower gas engine. Coupled with the 574 and 464 models, you'll find the most advanced utility tractors in 20 years. Come in and ask for a demonstration at Columbia Tractor, Kinderhook, New York.
That's left-hander Ross Grimsley, who started here on Monday against Jerry Kuzman. He pitched 1 2/3 innings, gave up 5 runs on 5 hits also. So Ross Grimsley is in. Clay Carroll pitched 2 innings, gave up 1 run and 5 hits, and now Jerry Grody will lead it off for the New York Mets. Grody has gone 0-for-3. He was on an error by Dreesen in the fourth inning. Into his motion, and the pitch is in there for a call strike. Start him off with a breaking pitch. They play Grody to go to the opposite field. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-2, and they keep the bullpen going. This game for the National League pennant. Now again, here's the delivery, and it's swung on. Last round in the center field for a base hit. Picked up out there by Cesar Geronimo. Rudy turns and holds with a single to center, leading off the bottom of the seventh inning. Don Hahn is up now. Don Hahn today has gone 0 for 3, but batted in a run when he hit into a forced play in the fifth inning. Actually lost it, the ball out into the outfield. It fell in for what would have been a base hit, but Grody was forced to second on the play. Here is the pitch. Swung on, line to third. Dreesen has it. Makes the play to first, not in time. Grody's back. A line drive to third off the bat of Hahn, taken by Dreesen, who was on the edge of the grass. Now Bud Harrelson will be the batter. Oakland, California, the Oakland A's have scored two runs, batting in the bottom of the second. Oakland two and the Baltimore Orioles nothing. Oakland having come from behind to win yesterday, going up 2-1. If Oakland wins today, it's all over in the American League. The Oakland A's are, of course, the defending world champion. Harrelson batting right, and the pitch is in there for a call strike. He's a switch hitter. He's turned around to bat right against the left-hander, Ross Grimsley. One man out, runner at first. The New York Mets 7 and the Cincinnati Reds 2. Now again, Grimsley delivers a pitch, swung on, popped up to the right side. Joe Morgan is waiting. And he makes the catch. Holding it first is Grody, two away. The lights are on here at Shea, and the hand is for Tom Seaver coming out to the plate. Tom Seaver getting a standing ovation as he comes out. Oakland A's have knocked Jim Palmer out. Jim Palmer, the ace of the Baltimore staff, started. He's been replaced by Bob Reynolds in the second. As Oakland has scored two and they're still batting. Seaver had a double last time up and later scored. Grody takes his lead at first, and here's the pitch. It is high for a ball. The Mets have had 12 hits today. Delivery and it's high and away for a ball. Grimsley is the fourth pitcher to work for the Cincinnati Reds, who have gone frequently to their bullpen in this championship series. Billingham started, followed by Gullett, Clay Carroll, and Ross Grimsley. This will be a 2-0 pitch, and it is low for a ball, 3-0. Now to Seaver. He's followed by Wayne Garrett. Of a weird effect here, Jay. At the moment, we have a blend of faint sunlight and artificial lighting at the moment. Here's a 3-0 pitch taken in there for a call strike. It's 3-1. Grody at first base. Perez holding against him there. Two men are out. Grimsley bends forward to take a sign from Johnny Bench. He has it off the stretch now. The 3-1 delivery, and it's low. Seaver draws a walk. That moves Grody to second base. Seaver waits to get the jacket as he strolls down toward first. He's flipping it on now, and Wayne Garrett comes up. Wayne Garrett doubled in the fifth to start the rally that produced four big runs at a time when the score had been tied by the Cincinnati Reds. In case you've joined us along the way, the Mets took an early lead today when they got two runs in the bottom of the first. But Cincinnati pecked away. They got one in the third and one in the fifth to tie it at 2-2. But the Mets came roaring back with four. The rally started by a double by Wayne Garrett, who's up there right now. He's 1-for-4 today. Runners lead at first and second. The pitch, and it swung on and missed. Strike one. Left-hand batter facing a left-hand pitcher here. Felix Mejon has moved out of the dugout to the on-deck circle. Garrett steps back. Now comes back into the batter's box. Grody takes his lead at second, and Seaver strolls off the bag at first. Here's the strike one delivery, and it's low for a ball. It's 1-1. Outfield defense almost straight away against Wayne Garrett. Grimsley off the stretch. Pitch is swung on and foul way down to the right field corner, out of play. Garrett got around so well he pulled it. Foul way down there to the corner. And the count goes to 1-2 now. The Mets are batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. The fifth and final game of the championship series between the Mets and the Cincinnati Reds for the championship of the National League. 1-2 pitch. And it's high for a ball. It's a breaking pitch. And the count is even at 2-2 now to Garrett. Grimsley. Bends forward. Hands on his knees now to take this sign. The 2-2 delivery. Swung on, fouled off. Garrett stays alive with a 2-2 count. The Oaklands are still batting in the second inning, leading Baltimore 2-0. Crowd of 50,323 here for this afternoon's game. 2-2 pitches low, and the count runs full at 3-2, and that's an automatic start for the runners. Brody at second, Seaver at first will be off and winging on the pitch. Felix Leon is waiting on deck. There go the runners. 3-2 delivery. It pops up. Foul ball coming back, and it's out of play. All the way back onto the screen. Runners return again. They'll tag up and move on the pitch as the count remains 3-2 to Wayne Garrett. Brody is taking his lead at second. Seaver is taking his lead at first. They're running. Swinging a ground ball wide of first. Ferrell backhanded and placed to Grimsley, covering in time for a 3-1 put out in the side is retired. Ferrell moves smartly to his right to glove the ground ball. No runs, a hit, a walk, no errors, and two left. At the end of 7 innings of play, the score is the Mets 7 and the Reds 2.
Everyone knows that the new 74s are out, and Knowles Pontiac, they're on display and ready to be delivered. But what you don't know is how many new 1973s we want to deliver by the end of October. And you don't know what we at Knowles will do to satisfy you on our 1973 Le Mans Sport, luxury Le Mans, station wagons, Catalina, and Bonneville. You can save up to $1,200. Get to know us today at Knowles Pontiac. It will be well worth the trip to 6th Avenue to Knowles Pontiac in North Troy.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goosebound Parkers, regularly $60, prices slashed to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolean bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connected Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10. Saturday, 6. Use your Bank America card or MasterCard. The ski markets.
It'll be Tony Perez to lead it off. Through 7 innings of play, the Mets, 7 runs, 12 hits and 1 error. Mets Matty Reds, 2 runs, 6 hits and 1 error. This championship series began on Saturday in Cincinnati, and the Reds won it by a score of 2-1. As Seaver was the loser, giving up home runs to Pete Rose and Johnny Bench in the 8th and 9th innings after he had driven in the only run the Mets got. Pedro Borbon was the winner in relief of Billingham. Then on Sunday, the Mets came back to win 5-0. The Mets won here in New York 9-2 on Monday. Yesterday, Cincinnati again used the home run ball as they won in 12 innings 2-1. So this brought it up even 2-2 to the final game. A season in one game. The Mets are leading 7-2. Perez is up. Seaver's curveball is fouled off the end of the bat into the Mets dugout. It's strike one. Perez has struck out, grounded out, and single a drive and a run. He had a home run yesterday in the 7th inning that brought the Reds back from the brink. At that time, the Mets were leading 1-0. Seaver again into the motion, pitch to the right-hand batter, curveball high. So it is 1-1 now. Perez is followed by Johnny Bench in the batting order for the Cincinnati Reds. Here's the 1-1 offering. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 1-2. The Mets are keeping the bullpen warm. McGraw is throwing and Madlak is throwing. Seaver takes the sign from Jerry Grody. Hips into his motion. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. Strikeout number 4 for Seaver. One away and Johnny Bench is the batter. He was intentionally walked in the first inning. That's when he's grounded out and popped out. There are all sorts of trite and hackneyed expressions that apply to the situation here, such as there's no tomorrow. They're all in the bullpen. No point in saving them for opening days. They're all applicable because they're true. Here's the pitch now to Johnny Bench. Breaking pitch. Took a lot off of that one. Had him out in front of him. Strike one. Ken Griffey has moved out on deck. Brody again flashes a sign to Seaver. And the pitch to Bench. Curveball. It's in there for a call strike. It's 0-2. One man out with nobody on base. The Reds are batting at the top of the 8th inning at Shea Stadium in New York. Two-strike delivery, curveball, hit on the ground to third. A big hop to Garrett. He's up and throwing in time, and Bench is grounded up. That almost skidded off the grass with a big hop. To Garrett, who was playing a deep third base, two men out and Ken Griffey's coming up. He's one for three. He had a double in the top of the fourth inning, left-hand batter. He came up on August 25th from Indianapolis and provided a lot of spark for the Cincinnati Reds. As a matter of fact, they sent to Indianapolis frequently during the season to bring up ball players, most of whom produced for them. Falling on the ground to second. Beyond takes the ball and throws to first. In time, the side is up. Nothing across. In the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the New York Mets 7 and the Cincinnati Reds 2.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Kusan Parkers, regularly $60, price to slash to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connected Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank of America card or MasterCard. The ski market.
Let Protective Loan help make financial problems disappear with a bill consolidation loan. Protective Loan gives fast, friendly, one-day service, and they'll even help with family budgeting advice. Protective Loan likes to help people like you. And now Protective Loan can lend you up to $2,500 for any good reason. There's always a Protective Loan office nearby. In Albany at 215 Central Avenue and 11 North Pearl Street, and in Schenectady at 1884 State Street.
The Oakland A's got three runs in the bottom of the second inning. So Baltimore comes up in the third with Oakland leading by a score of 3-0. Oakland leads in the series 2-1. If they win today, they win the American League pennant. Now the Mets bat here at Shea in the bottom of the eighth, and Felix Millan leads it off. He has scored two runs today, and he's had one hit. One for three, a sacrifice. Ross Grimsley, working in relief on the mound for the Cincinnati Reds. Into his motion, pitch to the right-hand batter, and it is high for a ball. 1-0. Now the 1-0 delivery. On the ground, and it's on through for a base hit down the left field line. Chases over Millan, takes a wide turn and holds up as the throw comes across. Millan has single pass. Breeson at third. He tried a backhand stab. The ball was between Breeson and the bag and on down the left field line. So the Mets have a leadoff base hit. Their 13th hit today. Leon Jones is coming up. Leon has had three big hits. He has driven in two runs and scored one. Leon Jones moved up to the number three spot in the batting order. With the absence of Rusty Staub because of the bruised shoulder sustained yesterday when he crashed into the wall in the 11th inning. Jones has produced here today. Had a base hit and later scored in the first inning. Double a drive and a run in the fifth inning. Single a drive and one in the sixth inning. Swings and misses. It's strike one. Tony Perez holding against the runner. Felix Millan at first base. A Mets are batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shea Stadium in New York. This game for the National League pennant. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul back of third. It's out of play. Two strikes to count out of Cleon Jones. John Milner's waiting on deck, and Milner's followed by Willie Mays. What a dramatic entrance Willie Mays made into this ballgame today in the fifth inning. Coming up there with the bases loaded, chopped the ball, a high chopper off to the left side that went for a single and a run batted in. Now the pitch to Mays, the two strikers on the way, swings and misses, strike three. So Grimsley has his first strikeout. Beyond holds, and Milner's coming up. The Baltimore Orioles did not score in the top of the third. Oakland's coming up in the bottom of the third inning, leading the Orioles by a score of 3-0. Milner has had one hit, and he's walked twice here today, 1-for-2, hitting cleanup in the left batting order. Left-hand batter facing a left-hand pitcher. That pitch is in for a call strike. Number 24, Willie Mays, has moved out now into the on-deck circle. Perez holds against the runner, Felix Millan, at first base. Grimsley bends over, gets the sign. Now checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swung on and looped out of the right field. Morgan's going back. Can he get there? Yes, he can. And so now retreating to first is Millan. The third to first is not in time. And Willie Mays is coming up. One more time at bat for Willie Mays, who is retiring at the end of this season. Number 24 has been up twice. Had a base hit to drive and a run and grounded out. If you want to to look ahead to the bottom of the, to the top of the ninth. The Reds are scheduled to send up Geronimo, Cheney, and a pinch hitter for the pitcher. The pitch is in for a call strike to Willie Mays. Two men out, a runner at first. The Mets have 7 runs on 13 hits, and the Reds have 2 runs on 6 hits. Now the strike one delivered to Mays. It's high and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Mays was sent up there with Don Gullett on the mound in the fifth inning, and that is when the switch was made to Clay Carroll. Sparky Anderson brought in a right-handed pitch to Willie. Here's a swing and a miss. It's strike two. 1-2 to Mays. 42-year-old all-time great. Leon takes a short leadoff first now. The count's 1-2 to Mays with 2 men out. Kinsley pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Into the seats and out of play. John continues. 1-2 to Willie Mays. Wind velocity is picked up. The wind is blowing in here at Shea City. Cloud cover moved in as well. The lights have been on for several innings now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. Geronimo ranges over and right fielder Griffey's there. Griffey takes it right in front of Geronimo for the out that retires the side. No runs are hit, no errors, and 1 left. That's the end of 8 full innings of play. The score is the Mets 7 and the Reds 2.
Cadillac for 1974, the standard of American automobile excellence, is now available for your inspection at Headley Cadillac Oldsmobile, 515 River Street in Troy. Cadillac, with 9 luxurious models to choose from, offers new concepts in styling and comfort. Responsive handling and the number one car for resale value when it comes time to trade. Cadillac for 1974 from Headley will bring the finest in driving pleasure to you and your family. But whether it's a new or previously owned Cadillac, Headley Cadillac Oldsmobile in Troy will make the ownership of America's ultimate automobile your finest in car buying experience. See the 74 Cadillac at Headley, 515 River Street, Troy. You'll know why Cadillac outsells the leading luxury car 2-1.
14. W-A-B-Y.
It looked as though we would get Cesar Geronimo, Larry Stahl, and Hal King batting for Cincinnati here in the ninth inning. Geronimo leads off. Stahl has moved out to bat for Cheney, and Hal King hanging around the bat rack. Tom Seaver's been in all the way for the Mets. Here's the pitch to Geronimo. Foul back. It's strike one. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-2. If they maintain the margin and win the game, they have won the National League pennant. Seaver again takes a sign from Jerry Grody. And the pitch is low for a ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch now to Geronimo. And it is lined to Leon. It's second for the out. Leon moving over to make a two-hand catch of the line drive to his right side. There's one away, and Larry Stahl comes around to bat. Larry Stahl comes around to bat for Darryl Cheney. Larry Stahl, a former New York Met. Larry Stahl is a left-hand batter who left the New York Mets when he was selected for the San Diego Padres in the expansion draft before the 69 season. This crowd has really come alive here at Shea. Seaver's into the motion. Here's the pitch. It's inside for a ball. The Mets 7 and the Cincinnati Reds 2. Al King has moved out on deck now for the Cincinnati Reds. Seaver's into the motion. Here's his pitch. Swung on line into left field for a base hit. Just beyond the outstretched glove of Wayne Garrett. Picked up by Debbie Jones and played back. Ball holds at first. That is base hit number 7. And Al King comes around to bat now for Ross Simply. Left-hand power hitter Hal King, who came up from Indianapolis during the course of the season to deliver some valuable pinch hit home runs for the Cincinnati Reds, up there now batting for Ross Simply. Pitcher of record for Cincinnati on the short side of a 2-7 score. Of course, it's Billingham who started. King just outside the batter's box, swinging that bat around lustily. He's powerfully built. Left-hand batter. Stahl takes the lead. Miller behind him there at first. Curveball, and it is low for ball one. Seaver has struck out four and walked three, two of them intentionally here this afternoon, and giving up two runs on seven hits. Wind blowing straight in, and the lights on at Shea Stadium. Seaver off the stretch now. The pitch to King. Fastball, and it's inside. Started to swing and laid off. It's 2-0. Fans are standing all around this ballpark now by the thousands, with the Cincinnati Reds batting in the ninth inning, one man out. Pete Rose is on deck for the Cincinnati Reds. Seaver now again going into the stretch. Offers the 2-0 to King. And it misses low and away. 3-0 to count to Hal King, who now calls time to walk over toward the on deck circle. Wants perhaps the pine tar, and that's what it is. It's Steve Rose slipped it up to him. Doug McGraw gets up to throw again now in the Met bullpen. Doug McGraw is throwing in the Met bullpen. First base umpire Jerry Dale is walking over toward the photographer's box. Point out something to a uniformed policeman. The uniformed policeman comes out of the photographer's box and now marches down the front row of lower field watchers down the right field line. As the fans are straining there in anticipation of the end of this ball game, Bruce Fleming, the plate umpire, now walks halfway up to first base. Rusty Staub sticks his red head out of the mud dugout to look down there to see what is happening. They're simply getting a few of the fans packed back into the front row down there. One, two, three park policemen have gone down. And now one is taking a stool there so he can sit there if necessary to keep order among the fans. Umpire Fleming is back behind the plate and the game will continue. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Hal King. It's on the way. It's right in there for a call strike. 3-1 to King. One man out, Larry Saul, the runner at first. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-2. The season packed into one ball game here at Shea Stadium. Here's a 3-1 delivery to King. Low and away, walking. That is the fourth walk issued by Seaver. Saul goes to second. King is at first. And Pete Rose is coming up, and Yogi Berra is coming out to the mound. Having seen Seaver walk King, Berra is going to the mound now. He's got McGraw in the bullpen. And if Seaver gives him any indication that he is tired, Yogi will go to that bullpen. They are talking it over right now. Pete Rose will be the batter. He is a switch hitter. Yogi goes back to the dugout. Seaver stays in the game. Yogi walking back. Just a crowd reaction to a string of firecrackers that have sounded back up in the caverns of Shea Stadium somewhere. Now Pete Rose is in and waiting. Larry Starr is the runner at second. Hal King's the runner at first. One man out. The Mets are leading by 5 runs, 7-2. Here's a pitch to the left hand batting Rose. He bunts the ball foul off the third base line out of play. Rose trying to run his way on, goes across the bag at first, but he'll be brought back and it's strike one. Rose is followed in the batting order by Joe Morgan. Marky Anderson in the dugout has his foot up on the second step. Elbow on his knee, peering out onto the playing field. Brought the Cincinnati Reds back from the brink in the five-game championship series last year. And the Reds eked it out on a Johnny Bench home run over the Pittsburgh Pirates. But then lost in the World Series to the Oakland A's. McGraw still throwing in the Met bullpen. Cincinnati runners leading at first and second. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul back and out of play. Two strikes to Pete Rose. Joe Morgan is on deck. There are fans packed in the aisleways here at Shea, all around. This will be one mad scene when the final out is made. Runners lead first and second. Two strike delivery. And it is low. It's just missed. For a ball, and Seaver thought he'd get a strike call. He glares in at Fleming, and Jerry Grody's saying something to Fleming. It's 1-2. The Oakland A's did not score in the bottom of the third, going to the fourth inning. Oakland 3, Baltimore nothing. If Oakland wins, they win the pennant in the American League. This will be a 1-2 pitch now to Pete Rose. Seaver delivers. Swung on it on the ground, foul, back at first. George Sugar, the coach, tried to get to it and could not. A couple of fans tried to get past the uniformed policeman to get to it and cannot. Sugar retrieves it and tosses it into the ball boy. So the count is 1-2. And now, time has been called. But the Cadets announcer is being asked to make an announcement regarding fans down the right field line. That request made by Ed Sudol. As fans spilled out onto the field. Ed Sudol is the senior umpire, umpiring at second. Well, the Cadets announcer is asking the fans to cooperate in keeping the field clear. Fans have spilled out of the lower field boxes onto the field. And now there are three umpires over there trying to get them back. Tom Seaver goes over to appeal to them also. Seaver is indicated his appeal. So is Milner joining him there saying, please get back into the lower field boxes so we can continue the game. They cheer Seaver. Whether they move back or not is something else. Ladies in multi-checkered outfits who are walking on down to the corner. They're going to try to get out the bullpen gates. That's the only place they can get out. So there are two ladies in the bullpen. That's the first time I've seen that this year. The bullpen crew seems fairly happy about it. And as soon as the bullpen gate is closed, we can continue, but not before. Seaver, hands on hips, is just staring out there now saying, what are you going to do? Well, they haven't closed the gate yet. Here comes a male fan who is straggling out there, too, to join the bullpen crew. At least that gets them off the playing field. Now the gate will be closed and we'll continue. The count to Pete Rose is one ball and two strikes. Cincinnati has runners at first and second with one man out in the ninth inning. Seaver takes the sign from Jerry Grody. The 1-2 pitch to Rose is on the way. Outside, it's 2-2. Now the Eskers are having trouble holding the fans on the left field side. And the umpire at third base has called time now. That's Ed Vargo. And the ushers are having trouble holding the fans along the third baseline. Each time this happened, the ball players come out to see what's happening. This time it's the Cincinnati Reds ball players. It's on their side of the field. The fans are straining to get out onto the playing field, but the ball game isn't over yet. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-2. Now about a dozen special policemen are coming out of the Reds bullpen down the line to try to maintain order here. There are fans in the dugout of the Cincinnati Reds. There's a blonde lady. Matter of fact, there are two blonde ladies in the dugout of the Cincinnati Reds. Fans are hopping out of the photographer's booth. Fans are spilling over. They're out onto the playing field. Toward the dugout area, Big Ted Krasuski is out there. Manager Sparky Anderson is out there. Play has been held up at Shea because of fans spilling out of the stands onto the field. Bruce Froming, the plate umpire, went over there. Now he's making his way back toward the plate. Seaver, meanwhile, is tossing in a pitch or two. Try to keep his arm warm. The senior umpire, Ed Sudol, walks over. There is a mixture of fans and players. Bob Housen, the vice president and general manager of the Reds, is talking now to Froming and Sudol, along with Sparky Anderson. Bob Housen, with his coat off, a white shirt, gray suit, talking to Froming. Tom O'Keefe, who is the maintenance manager of the stadium, is walking over now talking to one of the park policemen. And we are temporarily stalled here at Shea Stadium in the top of the ninth inning. For a while, it was on the right field side, and not to be outdone, the fans on the left field side decided they wanted to get into the act. There are fans being marched now down the warning track towards the dugout. There is a runway that goes from the dugout back underneath the stand. That is one way to remove fans. And perhaps that's what they have in mind. There's one couple. There's another couple. They're being ushered down the dugout steps. There is a one runway that leads back to a corridor behind the stand. Seaver, meanwhile, has quit throwing and has walked around toward the home plate area. Grody is kicking at the dirt around the home plate area. Ed Sudol has said something to Sparky Anderson. It's coming over now. Picks up a bit of debris as he comes by, and Yogi Berra comes out to meet him. Berra talking to Sudol. Willie Mays in center field standing with his legs crossed, arms folded. Leon Jones out in left field. Don Hahn in right went over to visit in the bullpen for a moment. Al King at first base has come back toward the plate. He's the runner. Sudol now is returning to the field. And the crowd is chanting, let's play ball. Sudol says, now let's go to the Cincinnati Reds. Let's play ball. Bruce Froning, however, the plate umpire, still in front of the dugout. They're still getting fans out of the way. Watching this scene from a sitting position are the National League president, Jeff Finney, and the commissioner of baseball, Bowie Kuhn. Directly behind the mayor of the city of New York, John Lindsay. Yogi Berra comes out again for a conference with Sudol. Bruce Froning, the plate umpire, has come out now behind the plate. Berra is pointing toward the outfield. There's all sorts of debris around the outfield now. Sudol turns with his palms outstretched as though to say to Yogi, what can I tell you? Yogi answers him in kind with his hands outstretched, palms up, saying, what can I tell you? It must be an enlightening conversation. George Sugar, the first base coach, has left the dugout and is coming around. Order seems to have been restored. I see only two men whom I presume to be civilians in the dugout. One of them is Lou Fonseca, who is the batting instructor of the Cincinnati Reds. Now we're about ready to go. Steve Rose is at the plate with a 2-2 count. Seaver asks Froning, what is the count? He says 2-2. There is one man out. Larry Stahl's the runner at second. Hal King at first. The Mets are leading 7-2. The Reds are batting in the ninth inning. Seaver sets up. This will be a 2-2 pitch to Pete Rose. And it is low for a ball. The count is full at 3-2. Steps back in the batter's box. Joe Morgan's on deck. And Seaver sets up. Here's the payoff pitch to Rose. And it is low. The bases are loaded as Rose has drawn a walk. Here comes Barrow. That's off for Seaver. Doug McGraw in the bullpen will come in to finish it up if he can. The bases are loaded. It's Seaver's second. This is from Vera, and that means automatic ejection. So, as Vera arrives at the mound, the sign will go to the bullpen. Seaver hands him the ball. I should think Seaver would get a standing ovation when he heads for the dugout. The walk was number 5, two of them intentional here today. And Doug McGraw is coming in. He's pitched. Here's the ovation for Seaver. The ovation for Seaver going to the dugout. Third. He gave up 2 runs on 7 hits. He struck out 4 and he walked 5. Doug McGraw is not going to come in the electric cart. He's running yet. He is jogging yet from the bullpen. He has appeared in the championship series for 4 1/3 innings. McGraw was in there in the cliffhanger yesterday. He had the bases loaded. 2 men left, but he went out of the ball game for a pinch hitter, and Parker came on. And Harry Parker gave up the home run and was the losing pitcher. So McGraw is coming in here. Doug McGraw, who came on down the stretch with an amazing record from the bullpen of the New York Mets, and who was the author of the phrase that caught on, you gotta believe. So McGraw is at the mound. Barrow is handing him the baseball. Cincinnati Reds have loaded the bases with one man out, and Joe Morgan will be the batter. They are making a bid here in the top of the ninth inning. So McGraw will take his warm-up pitches, and then we'll get underway. The Oakland A's are batting in the bottom of the fourth, leading the Baltimore Orioles by a score of 3-0 in the American League Championship playoffs. Oakland started the day leading 2-1, needing one more victory to become the American League champion for the second consecutive year. incidentally, the World Series will start in the American League City on Saturday. Saturday and Sunday in the city of the home city of the American League champions. Monday is a travel day. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night in the home city of the National League champions. Friday is a travel day. And then Saturday and Sunday back in the American League City if necessary. John Matlack gets up to throw in the Met bullpen since McGraw is in the ballgame. Joe Morgan has walked, double, grounded out, and grounded out. One for three today. He's a left-hand batter. Larry Stahl is the runner at third. Hal King at second. Pete Rose at first. Have Garrett on the grass at third. And at first, second, and third, they have the infielder double play down. They're willing to give up a run for a put out. There's a pitch high and away for a ball. Dan Friesen is on deck. Matlack throwing earnestly in the bullpen. There's a swing and a foul ball. It's back and out of play. It's one and one. McGraw, who had 25 saves during the regular season, an earned run average of 3.86. Here's the 1-1 delivery, and it's high for a ball. He goes behind Morgan, 2-1. When McGraw was brought in relief yesterday, it was his first appearance in the championship series, and he struggled. 2-1 delivery, swung on and pops up. Infield fly has been called. The batter's out. Harrelson is there waiting. The batter is out anyway. The catch has made no advance. Two away. So now, the Reds are down to their last out as Dan Friesen comes up. The New York Mets facing the Cincinnati Reds here as they've had in the top of the ninth. The Mets are leading 7-2. This is the Mets team that was in last place on August 30th. 13 games below 500 on August 17th. 12 games out of first place on July 8th. One put out away from the National League pennant here on October 10th. Here's a pitch fouled off and out of play. Strike one in the count to Friesen. Friesen has had one hit today. He's one for three in a sacrifice fly that drove in a run. The bases are loaded with two men out. A left-hand batter facing a left-hand pitcher. McGraw looks in to get the sign up from Jerry Grody. Runners take their lead. First, second, third. Here's McGraw's pitch to Friesen. Swung on and line foul. Up the right field line and out of play. A soft line drive. Goes to two strikes now. A two-strike count to Dan Friesen. Doug McGraw goes back. Changes the rosin back. Don Hahn, the right fielder, returns to his post now. Al King hustles back to the bag at second. They get loaded up. Friesen steps out to allow King to get back to second. Larry Stahl, the runner at third. King at second. Rose at first. The Mets are leading by a score of 7-2. Two men out. Doug McGraw gets the flag. Goes into the motion. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground towards first. Wheeler has the ball. Looks to McGraw.
Because they have won the National League pennant. They have won the five-game championship series, 3-2, defeating the Cincinnati Reds, who were the defending National League champions. Fans are trying to get in front of the television cameras that are being swung away so as not to encourage them. They are still digging at the home plate area, and now the public address announcer is appealing to the fans to leave the field. They are out there by the thousands on the turf of Shea Stadium. So that is the scene as the New York Mets have defeated the Cincinnati Reds. In case you missed it, the final play was a ground ball to first. Milner took it and tossed to McGraw covering. A 3-1 put out to end the ball game as Dan Dreesen was the batter. And McGraw came in to retire two batters and get the save as Seaver got the win and Billingham took the loss. One group of fans in center field hauled down the American flag right down to the bottom of the flagstaff, and others took over and they have just re-hoisted it. They're running it up far up the flagstaff as soon as they can get it. The chant has begun now. We're number one. The fans were appealed to try to keep the field in shape for the World Series to be played here. The dates would be, if everything goes according to schedule, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night here at Shea Stadium, the World Series for the first time since 1969. As the New York Mets today went out in front early when they got two runs in the first inning. The Cincinnati battled back. They got one in the third, and they got one in the fifth to make it a 2-2 tie. Then the Mets rallied and got four runs in the fifth inning. They added another in the sixth, and the New York Mets had seven runs on 13 hits. The Reds had two runs on seven hits. And so the Mets won it by a final score of 7-2 to win the National League pennant. The celebration goes on the turf of Shea Stadium. Fans milling around now, some of them filing out of the gate in center field, others going out through the bullpens on either side. A wild scene reminiscent of 1969. The Mets, the National League champion. And they won it in typical fashion with Tom Seaver getting the win, Ted McGraw getting the save, and Jack Billingham taking the loss. Play was held up in the ninth inning. His fans spilled out onto the field, first down the right field line, then down the left field line. And now the World Series will be coming up. The Oakland A's are leading the Baltimore Orioles by a score of 3-0 with Baltimore batting in the fifth. If Oakland wins it, the New York Mets tomorrow will be on their way to Oakland as the World Series will open up on Saturday in Oakland, California. In that case, it'll be in the American League City for 2 days, back in New York Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, into the American League City for the final two if necessary. But again, the Mets won here today 7-2 to win the National League pennant. Deion Jones delivered one of three base hits to drive in the go-ahead run, the gamer, with a double in the fifth inning. Willie Mays appeared as a pinch hitter and had a base hit to drive in a run in the fifth inning. There were many highlights. The big highlight, the fact that the Mets won the National League pennant. Seaver the winner, Billingham the loser. Here are the final totals. For the Mets, 7 runs, 13 hits in one error. Cincinnati, 2 runs, 7 hits in one error. Be with us Saturday afternoon at a time to be announced when the Mets meet the American League champions in the first game of the World Series. Final score again, the Mets 7, Cincinnati 2.
Mets Baseball, another sports exclusive from WABY.